According to the latest data from the CDC, drug overdose deaths jumped by 29.6%. This is for the 12-month period ending December 2020. Each state's fatality number varied, but there were only two states in the country saw a decrease in overdose deaths. You know, you'll never guess which two, so I'll just tell you. South Dakota and New Hampshire. This is the highest number of overdose deaths ever recorded in a 12-month period, largest increase since, well, at least 1999, 68,821 were caused by opioids. Synthetic opioids were also a main driver, accounting for 56,688 deaths in the same period. That includes drugs like fentanyl, which that's a drug about 50 times more strong than heroin. Forced isolation, social distancing, record job losses, millions of cases created a mental health crisis like we've never seen in the country before. October 2020 survey from TransUnion Healthcare found nearly 6 in 10 patients had deferred non-coronavirus related medical treatments, which included mental health care and addiction treatment over the previous 6 months. Going back to the CDC, they had a survey from June 2020 found 40.9% of Americans report at least one adverse mental or behavioral health condition, with 13.3% of respondents saying they started or increased substance use to cope with stress or emotions that were related to the coronavirus, lockdown, job loss, and all the other things I mentioned. Just take a quick look at some of the states and their overdose rates, but you have to keep in mind something too. All these stats are based on what's considered to be underreported data. A lot of cases, in-person questioning, it wasn't necessary, even access to people in certain circumstances wasn't possible. So, for example, you look at New Jersey and you see an overdose rate increase of 1.5%, which in light of the grand scope that you're about to hear, is an amazing number, but that's also based on a low amount of data. The true number is most likely higher than that. We have the states with the largest overdose increases being California, Louisiana, South Carolina, Kentucky, West Virginia, Vermont. Their increases in that 12-month period range from between 45 and 57%. We get our neighbors, Pennsylvania, 17% increase, New York State, 32%. That was the same for Texas, 32%, and Florida, 37%. Governor Murphy has signed a series of bills to address this situation, half dozen bills altogether. The ARS 3491 revises and expands authorization for any person or entity to obtain, distribute, and administer opioid antidotes. S 3803 permits certain paramedics to administer buprenorphine, which is used to help treat opioid use overdoses. A 5595 requires the State Division of Consumer Affairs to publish retail price of certain opioid antidotes online. A 5597 permits school districts to administer student health surveys after prior written notification to parents and legal guardians. S 3814 requires the DCF or court to consider placement of children with relatives or guardians when making placement decisions. Makes changes to certain standards for initiating petitions to terminate parental rights. A 5703 requires certain health insurers, Medicaid, NJ Family Care, SHBP, and SEHBP to cover naloxone without imposing prior authorization requirements. So these pieces of legislation will combine with how community organizations have been finally able to return to in-person services. The explosion of addiction can hopefully start to be extinguished